Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty. Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. Shyampa.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, tell me.
I wanted to go into the microphone for that.
I figured it was up. Figured as much. So, hey everyone, this is Anthony live from our live from our temporary Studio A at the Indoor Service Animal Relief Area in Terminal A near Gate 7, right by the Billy Goat Tavern.
Does it take long to get there?
No, not at all. It's right. I just walk out the door here, and it's fantastic. You know, I had to hang some blankets up because the tile was making it very loud in here. But I think it's become a pretty decent spot now.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe, and I'm in Studio B, located in the middle of a pot of full gold in Chicago, of course.
Wiki wiki wick whack, Betty here, I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. Error, has anyone seen my data crystal 9? I need my data crystal 9 or I will melt down.
Oh
whoops
boy.
Whoops whoops, wrong input, error, whoops 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 whoops, 5, loading backup, here we go, yay. This is episode 302 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, September 9th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Radio Flag, and of course, Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org.
We got bounciness.
Achieved
maximum bounciness.
A.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yay.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. And there's Roger. And there's always Roger.
Fuck you, Roger.
Yep, well, and there's always Betty, too. So, we've been having some beautiful weather in the city this week.
Yes,
we
have.
This past weekend was nice and chilly, which was great, great, absolutely great. I did not go to the Taste, but I was near the Taste.
I was near.
I unfortunately did not make it to the Taste this year, but that's fine. We will do it next year. But yeah, it was a nice weekend.
Yay.
So I had Pequods. We had some family in town. We did Pequods for dinner. I still have my favorites.
In what manner did you have Pequods?
It was delivered. It took a while to get there, but even cold, to me it seemed like it had too much cheese. Like way too much cheese. Granted,
was the sauce sweet?
The sauce was sweet. They forgot the sausage on the pizza. So
how do you forget sausage?
I don't know. So I mean,
it was kind of. Are you sure the sausage wasn't clustered at one end of the pizza? Because sometimes that has happened.
No, I looked at the pizza. There was no sausage clustered anywhere on the pizza.
Right? It was a deep dish?
Deep dish? Who the hell orders deep dish? Where the fuck do you think I'm from? Iowa?
Well, Pequot's.
Pequot's does deep dish and thin. They do thin crust, too.
They do thin crust as well,
yeah.
Oh, I thought everything was deep dish because it's, you know, the touristy thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I never do deep dish. Fuck that shit. I don't touch that shit with a 10-foot pole. That's for tourists. Hell no. Hell no. It was funny, though. They were on Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR this weekend, or the weekend after the DNC. I can never remember his name. One of the moderators or hosts, because they do it here in Chicago. They do it in one of the theaters downtown. I think it's the Oriental Theater downtown, or one of them.
Yeah, it's the Oriental.
And one of the hosts goes, and we finally finished up the DNC. Time to get rid of all the deep dish pizza so we can go back to eating thin crust like real Chicagoans. So, yes. Even us, even NPR recognizes that deep dish is just for tourists. So, no, it was thin crust. The crust was okay. The crust itself, I mean, I could tell if it had been, you know, warmer, the crust would have been fine. But there was an ungodly amount of cheese on it and the sweet sauce, and they forgot my sausage. So,
that's sad.
Granted, it took a while to deliver, which is kind of another interesting way to judge it, because it kind of came almost as a cold pizza, so it didn't make too well as a cold pizza, and that was my thing, because it had so much cheese on it that when it cooled off, it was just this gelatinous, like, layer.
Like rock.
Like rock, yeah, it was just so much, you know, and that's the thing, it's like, I like to eat my pizza cold sometimes, too. So if it has too much cheese, that's a problem, because then it's like you're like gnawing on rock. So, but anyway, so I gave it a try. It's all right. Not on my top 10 list though. Tonight I am smoking gas station. Is it sushi or candy? Hold on. Gas station candy is what I am
gas
smoking
station
tonight.
Candy.
Yes. Gas station candy.
As opposed to gas station sushi, which we have smoked in the past.
Yes, as opposed to gas station sushi, which I have
Interesting.
Had. They did not have gas station sushi, but they had gas station candy. So I figured, well, we'll give gas station candy a try.
You like gas station candy?
It seems to be doing good so far.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you. You know what was doing pretty good for me?
What was doing good for you?
It was our fun Monday experience at Taste of Polonia last
weekend.
Yes,
Taste of Polonia. Yeah. Yes, yeah. The Polish festival.
You know, I'm going to just get all the negatives in my mind out of the way, and that is the high entry fee.
Yeah.
Interesting security. Now, am I mad at Polonia for this? No. I'm mad at society for this. But anyways, it was that, and then the food was really good. It was pricey, but it was worth it. And I was talking to my boss about it, and, you know, it was about just spending time with you there, for instance, and it was good weather, and it was just a nice experience. Even with all of what I said with the fee and the security, it was, everything was convenient, and we were able to get a spot in the shade.
Yeah, the fee didn't bother me too much. It didn't really bother me at all, to be honest with you, because, you know, I looked at it this way. It was actually really a small event when you took into consideration of, like, a lot of other festivals and stuff. So, you know, I don't think they probably pulled in a lot of money from their vendors. They've probably done a decent amount, but, like, there was, like, what, four main food vendors and a taco truck.
It was a taco truck.
It still kind of cracks me up.
Right? Well, there was a taco truck and an empanada truck.
Yeah, but both of them didn't seem to be doing much.
No.
No.
And then there was that food truck kind of off in the background that kind of had some people going to it.
Oh, yeah.
But the main stars...
were that one in the back.
Tatas.
Yes.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
And then the big one. I forget. Alexandra's, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, I got pictures of it, but I can't remember the name. But yeah, but that, I mean, really, when you looked at it, that was all they really had for food vendors. And
yeah.
So it was a small fest. And I mean, it was $15, right?
Yeah.
I've spent $15 on worse. I mean, I've paid 15.
No,
I've paid.
You know, I think what I probably should change my mind to is the fact that it was tastefully done and it was well executed.
I do agree. It was a well put together festival because, I mean, and I talked about it on the show a few, like a month or so ago when I went to the Taco and Tamale Fest and how horribly executed that was. So yeah, this was definitely, they did a nice job. It wasn't too crowded. I agree. It was a good time. It was a good time with you and we got to enjoy Taste of Polska, you know, I mean, hell. Yeah.
So with that said, I am currently smoking, as per usual, nothing has changed, Mac 1. It seems to work for me, and I don't like change, and I guess...
Don't like change. No change for Joe. No change for Joe.
Unless, you know, maybe... Because you and I, when we get together, we haven't smoked each other's product, and maybe I need to ask you to try your product.
You're always welcome to try. I mean, you usually bring your own Mac 1 with you, so I just kind of let you do your thing, but, you know, you're always welcome to try any of the other... I try to have a good selection. I try to, at least have a few different strains and trying different things, like this gas station candy. I've done the sushi. I liked the gas station sushi. I've tried the gas station candy. I really like that. It kind of gives me a nice little bounciness to it.
I think I liked gas station sushi.
It was a fun. It was a fun strain. It was a fun strain.
Well, anyways, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
We do not.
Oh. Anyway,
I don't even know if our phone lines are open, but you go do your thing and let me check the phone lines.
Well, our chat room is open, that's for sure, and it's running at shyempa.org. And our phone lines may or may not be ready, so if you give us the call on your celery phone or that brand new pearl white flim line push button digital telephone with automatic last number redial that you just picked up at the AT&T store. You know, that really cool phone that you had back in the 70s and 80s. I don't know if it was digital, though. You know, digital would require, like, a whole different kind of wiring system and a special box. And you know,
I believe our phone lines are now open.
Yay! So, Anthony, what you got for us in tonight's Weed Corner?
Let me find my Weed Corner story here. All right, let's see. All right. Our first story comes from the Charlotte Observer. At least 65 people lined up in the early morning dark Saturday as the Cherokee prepared to open North Carolina's first and only marijuana dispensary superstore to all adults.
Superstore.
At 9 a.m., dispensary's officials passed out T-shirts and non-infused chocolates and gummies to people waiting in line. By the end of the hour, the line mushroomed to hundreds of people. When the store opened at 10 a.m., the store offers 300 products at the dispensary. The general manager referred the Charlotte Observer to a consultant's report last year, which showed that the dispensary could generate nearly $385 million in gross sales revenues in its first year with adult use. In its fifth year, that figure could soar to $843 million. On April 20th, sales opened to all adult members of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and all other federally recognized tribes. Later, the tribal council voted to open sales at the dispensary to everybody and without the requirement of a patient card. Nope, there goes Joe. There goes Joe. He's bouncing around. He's bouncing around. All right. Our next story comes from the AP News. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration last week set a hearing date to take comment on the proposed historic change in federal drug policy for December 2nd, weeks after the closely contended presidential race. The hearing The hearing date means a final decision could well come in the next administration. While it's possible it could precede the end of President Biden's term, issuing it before Inauguration Day would be pretty expedited, said cannabis lawyer Brian Vincette. The new classification would be the most significant shift in U.S. drug policy in 50 years and could be a potent political issue, especially with younger voters. But it faces opposition from groups such as Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
Smart.
What is a smart approach? Smart. Apparently, a smart approach to marijuana is not allowing marijuana. Lawmakers from both major political parties have pushed the change as marijuana has become increasingly decriminalized and accepted. A Gallup poll last year found that 70% of adults support legalization, in the highest level yet recorded by the polling firm, and more than double the roughly 3 in 10 who backed it in 2000. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow! All right, Anthony, are you ready? Because you know what? It's time for today's fun fact about Chicago!
Oh, boy.
The world's first skyscraper, the Home Insurance Company, was designed by Major William Liberon Jenny and built in Chicago in 1885. We are a city of firsts in architecture, that's for sure. And that's from Choose Chicago. Well, now, wasn't that interesting? And that was just today's fun fact about Chicago. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. Oh boy, all right, Roger. Go ahead and, you know, take it away.
Poor Betty, she's going bonkers.
Fuck you, Roger.
Oh hi, it's me, Roger, and I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is September 9th, 2024, and it's National Wiener Schnitzel Day, Share Your Care Day, National Boss / Employee Exchange Day, and what all you cuddly people love waiting for, it's National Teddy Bear Day.
It's not okay, National Spin the Wheel
now,
Day.
Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No, no, spin, no, yes, spin, yes, yes. Spin, twiddle spin. Away, Joe, and push the button, Anthony.
I'm twiddling, I'm
all
twiddling.
All right, are we twiddling? Are we twiddly twaddling? All right.
Woo! We lost a turn, Anthony.
Aww. That's a shame. But you win with this news story.
Oh, boy.
Tonight, our random story comes from NBC Miami and tells us about some of the worst security money can buy. Miami-Dade police announced arrests after a months-long investigation into a group accused of stealing items at a Home Depot stores throughout the county before they allegedly resold the merchandise. According to an arrest report, 37-year-old Larazzo, a loss prevention officer for Home Depot, helped steal from the very stores he had been paid to protect. Police said Lazaro would conceal merchandise in boxes intended for other items like vanities or garbage cans, which would allow 44-year-old Jose to leave stores without paying. The items were then sold to 44-year-old Giovanes, who would then resell them online at places like Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp for prices well below retail value, police said. The arrest report details multiple thefts of merchandise, including mostly expensive power tools. In fact, when police executed search warrants at the two locations in the case, they found about 1,240 items valued at over $260,000.
Wow!
Some of the items were still in their original packaging. The three suspects were arrested and faced charges, including grand theft, organized fraud, and dealing in stolen property. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Well, maybe a little bit longer. I gotta find my arrow. I always miss the pointer every now and then. Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay. It
happens.
Missing.
Pointer missing. You know what happens. All right. We'll be back in 2 minutes after this short break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line-in-use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
Something exciting, something delighting, something to make it special. So pass tonight, bright crowds of bite, vegetable dice. So top with dinner, always a winner. So top delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special. So top tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves.
And they really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznack from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. It's so smoky in here. Go ahead. Woo. One of those robots.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Oof.
Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Cheyenne Radio. Be sure to visit Cheyenne.org. That's CHIAMPA.ORG for our complete broadcast schedule and much, 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 much more. And now, for
Joe's
weather
and informative
news. Take
a dance a little bit while I'm standing at my
standing desk. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Why, thank you, Betty. And, well, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack News team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Cheyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's somewhere international airport. I think it's Midway. Unless you're listening live, it's not a few clouds and 79 degrees. The dew point is 51, which is great dryness. The humidity is at 38%. It's dry, folks. It's dry. Winds are hollowing out of Joe's butthole from the southwest at 10 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles.
Butthole winds. Butthole winds.
You can expect butthole winds.
Butthole winds.
Cloudy with a low around 51. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. And that's the weather as it happens from Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing. Now with
and
even
now
more fiber.
For the news.
Oh my goodness.
You know, first, what the sicko. And two, I never liked Diet Coke more so after hearing this. So once Alfred's wife was asleep, her daughter and her daughter's friend would put on a show for Alfred, according to the affidavit. The show involved the two women putting on Alfred's wife's negligees and then performing sex acts on each other. The court document continues.
Oh my
Alfred
goodness.
Alfred also told authorities that while he was having sex with his wife's daughter or her friend, one of the women would steal some of the wife's personal items. He also admitted to paying the women to perform the sex acts, the affidavit says.
My goodness.
The victim's daughter told Alfred she wanted to get mom out of the picture she found out they were selling their home, according to the affidavit.
My goodness.
The victim's daughter also mentioned a life insurance policy.
Not a life insurance
that her mother had
policy. Oh, my goodness.
The court documents seal. Alfred confirmed to deputies that he gave his wife the powdery substance 12 times!
Oh my goodness.
From September through December 2021, the affidavit gives. He also told deputies that the victim's daughter said she and Alfred would get married after they took care of his wife, according to the court
documents.
Although Alfred acknowledged that he never knew the drugs would eventually kill his wife, he also said he gave her the substance just so her daughter and her daughter's friend could come over and have sex with him, according to the affidavit. Alfred came clean to his wife because he felt bad, he told deputy per the affidavit. He also detailed taking his wife to the hospital 6 times due to the symptoms he was having from the drug cocktail.
Oh my.
Including bad headaches, drowsiness, diarrhea.
Ooh.
And lightheadedness, according to the court documents.
Diarrhea.
So, folks, you know, just be careful what you're drinking from people that you just, you know, get your tail.
Yeah, you know, don't trust your wife.
No.
Was it the wife or was it the, yeah, no, it was the daughter. Daughter was trying to kill the wife.
Well, it was the daughter and the husband.
The daughter and the husband, and the daughter was the one trying to kill the husband. Anyway. People crazy. People crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll just wait for it to run out.
Ding.
There you go. You and your Polska glass.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Anthony. No one gets a pass.
No one gets a pass.
But, you know, a Missouri police officer made an out-of-this-world traffic stop. The officer spotted a vehicle shaped like a UFO driving down I-44 and pulled it over for a lane violation, having expired out of safety.
A UFO, not a dildo. I wanna drive around in a vehicle like looks like a dildo in West Virginia. See what happens, you know.
The Crawford County Sheriff's Office said the driver was heading to for a UFO and dildo festival. There was a brief conversation about his out-of-space correction, out-of-state registration, but he assured us that he would take care of that issue when he returned to Krypton. He was also warned about our strict enforcement of warp speed on the interstate and to keep his phasers unstunned only when traveling, the sheriff's officer wrote on Facebook.
The officer
issued the driver a written warning and then posed for a few photos with the spacecraft-shaped vehicle.
Why not?
Given the good nature of the driver and the interesting nature of the vehicle, we opted to provide a fun social media post for our community. It was a great interaction, and we wished him safe travels to his destination, said Public Information Officer and Undersheriff Major Adam Carnell. He told that to Fox News.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. All right.
Whoopsie! My fat fingers smoke texted again.
Oh my.
This is from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
He decided to have some fun after having someone inadvertently texting him by the phone. The Gulfport Police Department shared a text exchange between a person believed to have been chatting with a friend, but instead it was an officer. The conversation started with the unidentified person shortly after 10 p.m. local last week. Person said, "Yo," officer said, "Sup." Person said, "What are you doing?" Officer said, "Chilling, how about you?" Person said, "Wanna smoke?" Officer said, "Smoke."
Several students treated for possible cannabis overdose at California Middle School. 10 students were treated for possible overdose at a middle school in the San Fernando Valley, according to investigators. Fox LA, Fox 11 LA, Gigi Garcia spoke live with the scene with Live Now from Fox, Josh Berslow.
I got some fire emoji and some gas pump emoji. I don't think I'll be able to smoke with you, dude. Bro, we smoke all the time. Well, I think you have the wrong number. Bro, stop capping. Officers send selfie holding a police badge. Okay. According to the Urban Dictionary, captain means to say something that isn't true. The person didn't reply to the officer's selfie. The department did not share the person's number. Pro tip. Before you send the text, double-check the number you're sending to. The department said in a Facebook post. Nothing like a wrong number to really spice up someone's day.
My goodness.
Wow.
My goodness.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his on-crack Dick White news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, we know that news team is definitely on crack. There ain't no question about that one. Oh, thanks for sharing those wonderful stories with us, Joe. This segment was sponsored...
Fart.
You got it, Roger. This segment was sponsored by Ass Blasters, a new fun and interactive game from Anal Vision, available exclusively at Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566. I checked. Phone lines are open. Or send us an email at playasachamp@org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out. Prophetic Mel White's perspective on religion and politics. And in the news, Australian queers demand to be seen in the upcoming census, while the U.S. Census tests ways to count sexual orientation and gender identity. More woke U.S. companies are put to sleep by a right-wing media troll. Aetna Insurance announces coverage for LGBTQ fertility treatments. New Hampshire's top court protects trans students' rights. And a Texas brewery toasts equality with a fruity new beer. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio. He's bouncing, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I need to let a few angry pet owners in, use the service animal restroom before we continue. So, they got to go. They got to go, right? All right. We'll be right back.
Guess it's slow to begin. I will say this is some darn good soda. Says in the package it may cause Tourette's and brain injury. Oh well. It tastes really good.
Listen to Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons starting at 3:30 Eastern Time, only on Shyampa Radio.
Wow.
Now, back to some ass kicking shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Oh, yes. Go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too.
That's us.
Why don't you be a part of our unique studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcast. Visit
iampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable friends are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
Something feels wrong about that.
What feels wrong about what?
Because we haven't done your news, and she's talking about plethora.
Huh. Wait, where did she say plethora?
She just said it now.
Well.
You know who was supposed to go?
Who was supposed to go?
Welcome back.
Oh, it's Roger.
Today.
Hi, Roger.
Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast.
There we
and
go.
What you really
we got the right cart, ladies and
Anthony's
gentlemen.
World famous, crazy Florida news.
Had the wrong one.
Sorry but about that, folks.
Got the right cart. It happened.
Snacks and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh my goodness, now that we know where we're at in the script and on planet Earth.
Fuck you, Roger.
now, lady. Now, Betty. Be nice. Be nice. You just did your thing too early. All right. So, before we continue, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 80 degrees. The humidity is currently 82%. The dew point is a lovely 74 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, you'll have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. On Tuesday, we'll have 80% chances of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon, high near 89, heat index values as high as 99 degrees. Tuesday night will be an 80% chance of showers and storms, mainly before 8 in the evening, low around 75. And on Wednesday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon, high near 89. And Wednesday night, you'll be seeing an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 in the evening, with a low of about 76. I'm looking for the control button on the...
Control button?
On the mixer, which does not exist, to open my new link. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. It is now time for some crazy Florida news.
That would be a handy button.
Oops. Go back. It would be. Yes, but I was trying to click on something and hold down a button that didn't exist. All right. Tonight, our first Florida story comes from NBC News Channel 2, Fort Myers, Florida, and tells us about a Florida man who clearly has a thing for turtles.
Oh my.
Yes. Cade, 29, was reportedly arrested on Friday after Cape Coral police responded to a home for reports of suspicious person on the property. You can go and look at the link. I think he actually might be up your speed. I don't know, Joe. The homeowner called the police and reported that Cade was walking around inside the enclosed pool cage. Officers arrived on the scene and saw the homeowner pointing to the backyard where Cade was still known to be. An officer found Cade hiding in the bushes. The officer announced himself and gave commands to Cade, who then came out. The homeowner told officers they were sleeping when they heard weird noises on their lanai. After checking the security cameras, they saw Cade enter the lanai and steal a decorative turtle. The turtle was recovered and given back to the homeowners. Cade was taken to the Lee County Jail and charged with one count of burglary and one count of petty theft. Yeah, let me open. I didn't see. Let me see this. Let me see that. There you go, yeah. There you go. That's a TYB for you there. So, probably better than the next one.
He was sad about his turtle.
He was sad about his turtle. All he wanted was his concrete turtle. Our second story of the night comes from Fox 35 Orlando and tells us about a Florida man who wanted to make sure that the drugs he was taking were safe. Be a responsible meth head. That's what I always say. A Lake County deputy was patrolling in the Paisley area when he was flagged down by a burglary victim, Lake County Sheriff's Office said in a post on social media. The victim led the deputy to Timothy, 34, and told him that Timothy had burglarized his home with his family inside. When speaking to the deputy, Timothy randomly uttered that he had just received some bad narcotics and requested the deputy to test them because he thought something was wrong with them. Timothy showed the deputy a plastic baggie containing a crystal-clear-like substance, or a clear crystal-like substance, which later tested positive for methamphetamine. Here's my tricorder. Yes, Timothy also admitted to breaking into the victim's home because he could hear dogs barking inside. The victim provided the deputy with video evidence of showing Timothy looking into the victim's window after deputies said he broke down the door to the screen porch and entered the home. Timothy was booked into the Lake County Jail on charges of burglary and meth possession and is currently being held in jail on, my goodness, $18,000 bond. Yeah, I don't know. Was Timothy any better? Maybe Timothy was more your style. Let me take a look here. Do they have a patient? Well, Timothy might be more your style. He's kind of got that crazy look, but he's shaven. You know, I mean, he's got that shaven look. You know, that's something. Not for you. All right, well, we'll just let this run out to the next one then. There we go.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of him.
Go. No. That's not one of yours, huh? Just don't want that one either.
If you're listening to this, and
if you're listening to this, well, you know, give us a call. You know, I think Joe might be open to a lot of options when reality comes down to it. So, well, you know, just give us a call and find out.
What's that number, Anthony?
813-327-8566. 8566 813 area code. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from WEAR, Channel 12 ABC News, out of West Palm Beach, where a woman decided to try out her birthday suit at a neighbor's party. According to a police report, a neighbor who was having a birthday party told deputies that around 7 in the evening, Grace, 58, walked up naked to the chain-link fence that separates the properties. She was reportedly waving around plastic doll legs, then rubbed the item on her private areas. The neighbor made the kids go inside the home. According to the report, when the neighbor told Grace she was naked, Grace said, "I know, it's hot outside." Grace eventually went back inside her home when deputies were called. Grace remains in Escobina County Jail on $2,500 bond and is charged with indecent exposure. Really, that's so funny. So, like, the dude that, like, had his meth tested is, like, on $18,000 bond, and the lady who went up to a chain link fence and rubbed her naughty bits with doll parts in front of children is in jail on $2,500 bond.
She is probably less dangerous.
I don't know. Someone that walks up to a chain link fence next to a party and rubs things on your bits. I mean, that's kind of, I mean, physically dangerous? No.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot of therapy involved here. Those kids, there's some kids that are going to need a lot of therapy after that. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, that's a threat to society. You're going to arrange a generation of children that are afraid of doll parts and naked women. What the hell are we going to have, you know? What the hell? Oh, God. So exhausting. That's it. For your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our Unique Studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room
pick a nickname.
I can hear you.
Chat,
can you hear me?
Chat, chat, chat.
Yay.
Chat, chat,
yay,
chat,
yay,
chat,
yay,
chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start cursing about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo.
Oh my
Here
goodness.
It comes. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away.
Don't burn your fingers off.
And the lovable Anthony.
Don't burn your fingers off. There you go.
You got it, Dan Anthony.
Yeah, Betty. Betty, you can burn your fingers
off.
We can replace those easily. Your fingers can be replaced with vending machine parts. It's true. Rogers can be replaced with washing machine parts.
Oh, yes, it can. It's easy. Actually, I found Roger moonlighting at this Rotary Sushi place. He was one of those server robots.
Really?
Yeah, he was a food runner.
I see.
He was working as a food runner.
I see. I've heard
he
Betty.
Pinky eyes.
Betty, I've heard Betty, like, you know, moonlighting in call centers. She does a lot of call center work.
Yeah. Betty works, she works for the payroll company for a place I work at.
Oh, yeah. Is that AD, would that be ADP, the ADP system?
No,
not ADP.
Paycor.
Okay.
But I've heard Betty on other things, too.
Yes, I've heard Betty.
In a lot of places.
I think Betty used to do... Did she do Tampa? Was it Tampa Electric that Betty did or Frontier?
Tampa Electric.
Yeah, she did one of those. She was one of those. She was one of
that
my utilities out in
bitch.
Florida. Yeah, no, she's one of my utilities in Florida. So yeah, she's pretty popular. She does a lot of voiceover work, you know, and she has to because we don't pay her anything. Well, we do. It's like 60 cents a month. So that's really all that we feel she's worth. And
wow.
She's, well, you know, it really, to be honest with you, what is she going to do with money? She's a robot. She wheels into the studio and we plug her in and she's
fuck
happy. You know, I mean,
fart, fart,
and then she just rolls away. Boom. I mean, she doesn't need to eat cheeseburgers. She doesn't need to, you know, get gas. She doesn't need to buy trinkets. She doesn't, you know.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. We have a pissed off pussy.
Fuck you, Roger.
Oh, my goodness.
So
Betty's... She's got it bad, you know?
Betty's, you know, hey, I hope she's living the rich lifestyle that she wants to live with all of her, you know, royalties she gets paid. Because, honestly, I'm not doing any... I don't know how she gets the voiceover work options, and I don't. So, this is kind of crazy, but... It is what it is.
So, Anthony,
yes.
Our last show title was Episode 301. Pulling things down the road with my butt plug.
Oh my goodness, pulling things down the road. And how much did you pull down the road with your butt plug, Joe?
Too much. I pulled
ladies,
half the town down
ladies,
the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, he pulled the train all the way to the Polska Fest up in Jackson Park this afternoon. The CTA train, it broke down. It broke down.
Oh, did it?
It did. It ran out of power. It broke down.
Oh no!
And Joe said, "Joe, yes, we were both on it." And Joe said, "I can make this train get to our destination because I want pierogies and sausages and horn-shaped sausages and
horn-shaped
just
sausages
that you anyway." So he got out. And he attached the train to his magical butt plug, and he pulled us there.
Woo.
Yes. Yes. This is the one we went to Polska Fest. That was. So, you know, there you go. So, anyway, that's what Joe was doing, pulling things down with his butt plug from trains to things. You know, we got some good time. The CTA gave you a Medal of Honor for that, too, didn't they? I think something like that. You know, it's like, it's great. It's like it's a stainless steel butt plug with like a warning label on it. And it breaks down once in a while. And...
Well, Anthony, I got these ideas for a title for the show because
sure.
We're not doing Joe's butt plug.
We're not doing Joe pulled the CTA train to Polish Fest with using his butt plug.
No.
I like that I won. But okay.
I know you do.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fun that way.
So we've got deep dishes just for tourists.
Okay. We've got Betty, that power-hungry bitch.
I like that one.
We've got refill at your own... Wait, yes, resell at your own risk. Turtle weirdo. We got the right cart, folks. Here's my tricorder.
I think this week's show title should be Joe Gets Confused About Show Titles.
Here's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Analyzing his drugs. Grace, rubbing private parts.
Wait, what was that one?
Grace, rubbing private parts.
Grace, rubbing private parts.
Yes. She was probably less dangerous.
How about testing my meth while naked?
Testing my meth while naked.
And straddling a doll. I don't know. You can throw that one in there if you want. I don't know about that one. I was trying to get the doll parts in there.
How about testing my meth while straddling doll parts naked?
Okay, there we go. That works. That's crazy enough that it won't make any sense whatsoever. But it does actually does relate to show title, which is, you know, relates to the content, which is pretty good, you know?
Yeah. Wait. Testing our meth. Wow, I can't even read my own handwriting.
So I'm going to go back to Joe can't figure out the show title. That is our show title. Joe cannot figure out the show title. Let's go with that. We will go with that tonight. Joe can't figure out the show
title. That's easy to type.
That's easy to type. It's either going to be that or Joe pulls the train to the Polska Fest using his magic butt plug. So pick one or the other. That's yours.
Joe, wait, what?
Joe pulled the train all the way to Polska Fest using his magic butt plug. Do you like that one better? You didn't want to do the Joe butt plug thing because you're like, don't do the Joe butt plug. And then you got all confused on the several other things you wrote down. And then that's like, Joe can't figure out the show title. That was going to be the show title. And then he went to something else. And now we're Joe pulls the train to the Polska Fest using his magical butt plug.
Right. Joe pulls the train to the Polska Fest using his magical butt plug. Like that? Yay! I like that, folks. Oh, wait. Butt plug. But plug!
There you go.
So, today, folks, I had a lovely... what did I have?
What did you have, Joe?
It was a garlic mint lamb sausage.
A garlic
mint? I got it.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
I got it from the Agora Fresh Market on Western and kind of Armitage area.
Nice.
It was tasty. I
Who doesn't like a tasty sausage?
Right? It was very lean, had a nice spice to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't use anything, but I bought a baguette.
It was a baguette, there you go. A baguette and a sausage, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That could be a title, too. But anyways, tonight's show, Silliness, is also brought to you by Northman Cider Company, Rosé Cider. It's dry. It has a 6.5% alcohol content by volume, and it's quite nice.
Dry, like our humor.
Dry, like our humor.
Yeah. Dry, like our humor.
Yeah.
Oh, I can close this weather forecast for Tampa now. We're not doing that anymore.
You sure can.
Yeah, right.
Aren't you glad, though, that you're not there and dealing with that kind of oppressiveness at this time of year when it typically, for most Midwesterners, it's...
Very much so. Very much
drier
so.
And.
Although, you know, I must say, I do find humor in it, though, because, you know, it did get hot, you know, here in Florida, or not in Florida, in Chicago, for a couple days. It wasn't that bad. And, oh my God, the way people complained about the heat. I'm like, Jesus, people. Complain about the cold, but don't complain about the heat.
there was sometime between 2020 and 2023 when there were days that it was hot almost every day.
Yeah.
It was hot almost every day, and there was no rain or relief like that in sight. And when it did rain, it was monsoon for like 5 minutes, and it just made it hotter.
Well, and I mean, the summers kind of, you know, especially August, would often go that way. Because, I mean, Jesus, I remember we had that heat wave in 95. That one was a fucking horrible one. I think it was 600 died. That was like weeks of prolonged heat. I think after that, most summers in Chicago, I've...
You know,
longer stretches on bearable heat.
In 95?
Where were I? I was living on Keeler.
Was I living in Wisconsin at the time?
No, you were not living in Wisconsin. We had, I don't think we even met then. We had met in the December of 95. We met around Christmas of 95. That's when I was dating the fruit roll-up from Bolingbrook.
I was living in that Evanston location.
You were living in the Evanston location with the creepy guy on the other side of the toilet room.
Yes.
Yes, and I was dating the fruit roll-up. Ladies and gentlemen, time passes ever so quickly, especially when we don't make any sense. All right, folks, the ugly lights are coming on. Actually, it's not ugly lights, really. It's more like the police lights. Their flashing lights are shining in here, and they're trying to break down the door right now. So, I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight. Maybe we'll actually find our way out of the airport in 2 weeks, or listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
I can't wait to visit the Wink Wink Indoor Therapist Animal Relief Area.
Actually, you really don't. It's kind of nasty. You really don't. It's nasty. Fart. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, Classic Radio Programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiamper Radio's TechniQ audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively and perpetually tuned in to Chiamper Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet and special Last Splash podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. That's chiampa.org.
I don't like toilet splashes. They're often
I just thought of something. The number of splashes can indicate which program you want to listen to.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ah, yes. And here we go again. So,
you can program it for your favorite streaming.
Yes, I'm sure you can stream while streaming on the streaming toilet. There you go. Available only at Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Ah, yes. Freedom.
Only in America.
America, freedom.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anywhere else, this would be, you know, highly prohibitable materials.
Yeah, maybe. Highly. Some places it would be, some places it wouldn't be. It's an either or. It depends where you're at.
Do you think we would be acceptable in China?
Somehow I think the Chinese would love us. The government wouldn't, but I think the Chinese would love us. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this show, especially in China, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't ask the police to test your drugs after you nakedly abuse yourself with doll parts in front of a chain link fence after seeing a decorative turtle from Polska Fest. Have a good night. A good week. And stay tuned for This Way Out with an N for nipple.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an N.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.